The more we value things, the less we value ourselves. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the keys to becoming a person of high value and influence. Enjoy.
Les Brown and I were chatting one day. If you want to be successful, do not seek success.
Procrastinate. I need to deal with that.
Seek to become a person of value. Don't seek success. Make yourself valuable and they'll pay for you. Make yourself just like gold. In other words, develop a gift in your life. Become so valuable to everybody else that they will pay you to perform it. The key to achieving your vision is discipline.
Deciding to keep your word. If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more considerate, more trusting, more disciplined, being less fearful, being more adventurous. Find something that you can look at your life that you say, hey, I know I've got a problem in this area. Being late, I need to take care of that. Procrastinating, I need to deal with that. Not taking care of business, being seriously not serious. Creating an imbalance in my life where I'm spending more time looking at television or having social fun and not spending enough time working on me. See, most people, ladies and gentlemen, spend more time working on their jobs than they spend working on themselves.
So the key to your life is finding a vision that imposes discipline on you. In essence, vision is the source of discipline. Discipline is the root of leadership. It actually is the very nature that attracts people to you. A disciplined person naturally begins to attract people because people admire discipline in other people. That's why we go to see athletes perform. We really admire the discipline that they put themselves through. If you do the same thing as a person, people will then begin to believe what you say.
As you begin to look at your emotional, your spiritual and intellectual development, how many books did you read? How many seminars did you attend? How many classes did you take to begin to develop yourself professionally, to improve your craft or your skill? How many new things did you learn? What are the things about your past that has influenced you right now? What's your philosophy of life? What are your beliefs, things that you feel very strongly about? What are some of the things that you have picked up along the way that you've been doing them for so long you think that they're you, that you need to begin to re-examine them and perhaps get them out of your life? See, a lot of things we're doing, we do unconsciously because we picked it up somewhere in life.
Your very life of discipline creates trust. People trust a person who they perceive to be disciplined. This is why athletes also are used to promote and advertise and market products. People, they are selling the discipline of that athlete. We think that if we wear Nike shoes, we will jump like Mike. So you are buying the discipline that he has in his life that produced the kind of professional athleticism that he is known for. And so you are really impacted by the discipline. The same thing is true about you. If you remain consistent and disciplined in your life, you'll find people will come just to watch you, and they'll want to actually pay to watch you. They'll bring their offerings and their tithes to watch you do what you do. It's incredible. A man or woman without a clear vision for their lives lives a very loose life, but a man with a vision, they live a very narrow life. Very important. When a man or woman has a vision, their life becomes very, very tight. Why? Because vision simplifies life.
What are the things that you need to let go? Some things that have cost you pain, that's stifling your growth and development. What are those things? Take a brave look at your life. Look at your life right now where it is. So let me ask you some questions. As you begin to look out on the future, look out on this year, let's take personal inventory. What has brought you here? Did you achieve the goals that you set out to achieve? What part of your life or what things did you do that you don't want to be a part of your life? Are there any people, as you begin to look at your life and look at where you want to go and what you want to do, are there any people that might be some dead weight that you need to think about unloading? Because what you have found through that relationship, that it's more toxic than it is nourishing, it's more debilitating than it is empowering, and so now you've got to make a decision. See, many of us won't be able to move forward because we're not taking true inventory of our lives.
When you capture a vision, it simplifies everything, because vision controls all of your choices after that. Once you know where you're going, you also automatically know what roads won't take you there. If you know what to do, you automatically know what you shouldn't do. Vision defines your what to do in life. Because vision gives you your address. It shows you your destination.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.